You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A study last year found opioid use had quadrupled in New Zealand between 2001 and 2013. Published in medical journal The Lancet, the findings were boosted by information released by Pharmac, which showed nearly a 20% increase in prescriptions since 2011. This has led health professionals to express concern due to the addictive nature of opioid-based painkillers. Susan Payton is Executive Director of Addiction Practitioners Aotearoa New Zealand. I asked her just how much of a problem this is.
Well, we certainly know that medications like oxycodone have increased dramatically the prescribing of them over recent years. So we know that there is an increase in the prescribing of opiates. But what we don't know is quite how big a problem it is. I mean, it is a concern because when you look at somewhere like the US, they have developed a huge problem related to prescribed opiates. So we're certainly concerned about it. The New Zealand Drug Foundation recently did a little piece of research around university students using opiates socially, recreationally, and the numbers were actually really high. It was around 30%. So that is of real concern. It's difficult to know what is driving it. I mean, some people will go, they will have some kind of mishap, some kind of accident. They will go on pain medication, and a certain amount of them will like the feeling of the medication. You know what I mean? They will be attracted to the sense of euphoria that particular medication gives them. The vast majority of people that use opiates for either pain or recreationally are not actually going to go on and develop big problems. That the issue is that there is a percentage that will go on to develop problems, and if we're not picking up those people and putting some kind of intervention in place, that those people's problems will escalate. So currently there isn't a lot to actually intervene early for that group of people. In other jurisdictions, what they basically have found is typically there's 1% of the population that is addicted to opiates, and there's no reason to believe that New Zealand's any different. In New Zealand, we currently have around 5,300 people on opiate substitution treatment, but with an estimated 10,000 people addicted to opiates. But if the 1% figure is true for New Zealand, you know, that's an estimated 50,000 people addicted to opiates. And that's a real concern, because if this is right, there's potentially one in every eight people in New Zealand who are not receiving any kind of intervention or service. And there's no other chronic condition that we would think that this is okay. Now, I think, you know, there's probably less people than that would actually develop a problem. But actually, we're not doing a very good job at picking up those people. Actually, GPs are positioned very well to actually pick up on these issues. But I think our intel tells us that there are several things that get in the way for GPs. This is what GPs are saying. One is a preconceived idea of what drug seekers look like. And this doesn't, you know, neatly match those who are asking for repeat painkillers. The other thing is what we've heard is GPs feel a bit like they're between a rock and a hard place. If they confront patients, they will lose the patient and the patient may go to the streets, therefore increasing their risk. Obviously, GPs don't want patients to be put in a higher risk situation. And there's a lot of people also that are presenting at GPs for repeat painkiller meds, and they're not willing actually to go to a treatment service. So, you know, there's a bit of a combination. So what we think needs to happen is that we educate and empower GPs and nurses to identify and provide early intervention for those who are asking for repeat prescriptions. So there's nothing in place at the moment systematic around that. The other thing is to educate and empower GPs to prescribe opiate substitution. Not everybody will need to go on opiate substitution, but if GPs were empowered to do that, there is reams of international evidence that this is safe and successful. I think one of the reasons in New Zealand that we we haven't empowered GPs to do this is because of risk, but actually there's a lot of evidence that it's low risk, it's very effective. I think the other thing is we need to strengthen referral pathways between primary care and specialist addiction path services. And the other, the final but really important thing is we need to put more resource into treatment, and that includes opiate substitution, that includes residential and community-based options.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.